Okay to the outside world, she couldn't do it. Her authentic lifelessness and despair were excruciating for her husband to see. The consequence of possibly losing his wife and family led him to an important decision. He would get professional treatment and embrace recovery at the deepest level. Some women will want to create consequences for their husband simply because he has done a bad thing, and they believe he needs to be punished or he will do it again. But choosing punishing behaviors just for the sake of reprimanding your husband never works. Check your motivation. If you are sharing your feelings and making decisions to take care of yourself, you are being authentic. Consequences born of authenticity are the ones most likely to have an impact. How can I make sure he deals with his problems? Mark's consequences were so devastating that he was prepared to get help. He readily allowed other men to help him. As I look back today, I see that his willingness to get help was a real gift to me. Unfortunately, not every woman has this experience. While you may have caught your husband with pornography, or in an affair, or he may have been found out by someone else, he still might not accept the need to get help. After you have been hurt by his betrayal, you may start demanding that he see this therapist or go to that meeting. And if he's going once a week, you'd like him to go twice or three times. Out of your pain and anxiety to get back to some sort of normalcy in your life, you, of course, want to get everything moving more quickly than it is. Believe me, this sense of urgency is common and understandable. Such urgency, however, creates a danger similar to driving on the highway with someone tailgating you. Surely you've experienced that annoying, demanding situation. I don't know about you, but when it happens to me, I want to do one of three things. Step on the pedal and tear away, slow down and make my tailgater suffer longer, or slam on my brakes and make him pay. None of my responses gives my tailgater what he wants. Consider whether your sadness or anger is turning you into a tailgater. Are you riding on your husband so much that he can't own his decisions about how he will get help? If he makes decisions simply to appease you, those decisions will only create frustration and anger directed toward you, not honest, useful reflection about himself and what he has done. The focus gets stuck on the wrong person and can actually delay the process of healing. I can sense your anxiety growing. If you can't bump him along, then what can you do? You don't have to sit back and do nothing. That's our black and white thinking.